same, it might not be the same thing. They might need something else, like I'm powerful or I'm strong or I'm beautiful or whatever they're dealing with.
And they may, excuse me, even mm-hmm. change over time too, mm-hmm. I would think. So when you've presented this to little kids, can you talk about what some of their affirmations were?
So we had this little group of second graders, and it was two girls and two boys, and they came in and we let them customize their fidgets for a little bit, and then we moved on to the affirmations. So a lot of them already had an idea of an affirmation that they can use, but I still gave them a list of what they wanted to choose from. So some kids chose I'm powerful, or I'm strong, I'm beautiful, and they just picked a lot of different ones. So I just let them pick which one they want, instead of like, here, this one's good for you, how about you pick this one? Like, I just let them express themselves with what affirmation that they want. Well, we let them express themselves with the affirmation.
Working together is mm-hmm. can be a challenge, and I can tell looking at you two that you seem to be a really good team. Mm-hmm. You're both very creative, and it seems to me that you both really realize the important need mm-hmm. For this. How did the pitch competition go? What did you have to do?
The pitch competition was it was a different experience for me, and
it was stressful. Yes, it would it be for me.
It was very yeah. stressful.
How did it go for you as you went through it, Sierra?
I was kind of nervous, but, like, I had, like, a fidget with me, so, like, I was cool, and I got through it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You used your own product you showed the effectiveness of it, mm-hmm. I think, right? Because it helped you get through it, I would think. You don't have one with you, do you? In here, you might not.
No, we don't have one.
You were gonna add something.
Oh, I was gonna say the experience for myself for the build competition. Like you said, partner work. I've done group projects in school, but I've never had a business partner like Sierra. So having a business partner going through this build competition was something different for me, because we were both pitching ideas to make one big idea, one great idea. And I would say it's a different experience. It was a different experience for me, too, because I'm usually used to being by myself with this business stuff, like running my business on my own and, you know, making up plans on myself. But working with Sierra has, you know, opened me up to maybe doing some more partner work, maybe some business work. I really did like the build competition. It was kind of hard, but we did get through it. We won first place.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. That had to be exciting. Did they tell you that night?
No. So what actually happened was, after everybody pitched, they wrote a big check, and they would switch out everybody, like to put their names, because we weren't going to be together yeah. at the point. So they just wanted to get the pictures over with at the event there. So then... I think probably like a week or a couple weeks after that, they had a watch party on their website, and they announced the winners, and me and Sierra were first place, and they had a lot of pictures of us and the picture with us with the check and stuff. It was really fun in my opinion.
I'll bet. Do you remember how much the check was for?
The check was for $1,000, but working with Sierra, it was split, so we both got $500 each.
That's still, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Will that go back into the business, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I love the way you combine these ideas, writing mm-hmm. and the visual arts, too. It's really hard to work with another person. It's a little, mm-hmm. I think it is. You'd think it would be easier because you're, you know, more shoulders to mm-hmm. get it done, but especially if it's artistic, it takes you two are pretty special in terms of being able to navigate mm-hmm. all of that. Are there other affirmations that came up or any that you think were common amongst the ones people would choose?
A lot of common ones were like, I'm powerful, I'm strong. But from the second grade group, there was this one little girl and she picked something different and it was, I am brave. And I was like, oh, why'd you pick that? She was like, oh, because I'm brave and I'm this and I'm this. And she's just going on about herself. And I'm like, oh, okay. I would choose that same affirmation because I am brave, you know, doing these competitions and stuff, being on the podcast now. It takes a lot of courage to get on here and to speak to a lot of different people and to be here today. So I choose that affirmation.
Would you, do you have one you would choose, do you think?
Well, I would pick, I would pick, I'm strong too, like, cause like, okay, I'm strong because, like, I have anxiety, of course, and I made it through all these competitions.
And you're doing a great job today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So saying you're strong and then you know you are. And I, do you both think affirmations work?
Well, seeing it every day makes me actually, you know, think about it and actually believe I'm that. And it helps me and a lot of people in my school. Because, like, you know, the second graders, they'd be like, oh, yeah, affirmations work, fidgets work, I want to come back.
A lot of people said that they wanted to come back to our workshop.
Now, will you, are you going into ninth now?
Yes, we're going into ninth grade.
And you'll still be at the same school?
No.
Okay, where are you heading?
I'm going to either Alderdice or the Westinghouse Arts Academy in Wilmerdine. And Sierra?
I'm not sure yet, but like I think I'm going to the Neighborhood Academy or Sarah Catholic.
Mm-hmm. All great schools, all four of those. I really admire both of you for what mm-hmm. you've done. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I may not have had a chance to ask you or given you space to say?
The children, well, we also ask them about their day, and they can vent to us, and we give them suggestions to their problems. And, you know, yeah.
The last thing I want to add is when dealing with anxiety and a lot of other different problems, there's ways that you can overcome that problem. And there's a lot of people that can help you with that problem rather than sitting in silence and suffering alone. We may not be in the same area as you guys, but there still are methods that you guys can use even though we're not as close. You can still write down your affirmations and repeat them to yourself. I don't know if there's fidgets in a lot of places, but I mean, there are other stuff that you can use to fidget with your hands, maybe stress balls or pillows or whatever. Whatever you would like to choose, just please make sure you get the help you need if you're dealing with those problems, and please don't suffer in silence.
Do you have a website or any way that people can learn more?
Yes, we have a website, and it's on the Sormania website, and it's it's the Penhill Charter website, but they have the Sormania thing that produces our products and stuff like that. They sell it, and there's like fidget workshop kits. There's there's Aaliyah's book. There's things they have on the website.
Mm-hmm. There's books. There's fidget kits. There's mugs. There's a lot of different stuff on the website because it's not just our products. It's everybody, everybody selling their products. So there's bracelets, books, mugs, kits, art kits, fidget kits. It's just a lot.
I can see why you guys won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
To both of you. And I hope you'll keep in touch too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being with us today. That's Sierra Fisher and Aaliyah Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Aaliyah and Sierra and Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Alyssa Hanke coming up in just a moment. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
The ties get wider, the pants get tight. I look inside, but the memory stalls. The shirts get brighter, the pants turn white. It's almost winter, Miami calls. The belts get bigger, as does the waist. I never figured on being this fast. Look in the mirror, that's not my face. It's happened so hard and so fast. The eyes get weaker, the cheeks get pink, the hair gets thinner, what hair still remains? I can't wear sneakers, I start to shrink, the ground gets closer with every day. And I am my dad, yes I am my dad. Though the signs may seem blurry when out on the highway, don't tell me I'm legally blind. There's no need to worry, we'll make it through my way. We'll straddle that dotted white line. The pulse gets quicker, the ankles creak. I grab my slippers when I have to run. The blood gets thicker, the bladder's weak. From father to son. And I am my dad. Yes, I am my dad.
The Electric Bonsai Band with I Am My Dad. Didn't these girls do a great job? I hope you enjoyed them as much as we did. We're going to get Alexis Hanke ready to perform a complete set for you. I'm not keeping the trains running on time very well this morning, am I? But I'll take care of that as best as I can. Thank you for being with us. Happy Juneteenth. World Refugee Day is tomorrow. How do I know those things? Well, I know them in part because I've been listening all morning. I hope you have been, too. We start at 6 Eastern, and I know maybe you haven't been here all morning, but Dana Gold was here to talk about World Refugee Day, which is Monday. We talked about Juneteenth last weekend, but also there's a big event at PNC Park just about getting ready to open up at 12 noon today. Coming up, Alyssa Hanke. There she is. I can't wait. It's been a while since she's been here. We'll get her set up, and you'll hear her in about... You're going to trust me giving you time? Let's say within the next 10 minutes.
I was your age, I was just like you, and just look at me now, I'm sure you do. But your grandfather was just as bad, and you should have heard him trash his dad. Life's no picnic, that's a given. My mom's mom died when my mom was 7. My mom's father was a tragic guy, but he was so distant that nobody knows why. Now your mother's family, you know them. Each and every one a gem, each and every one a gem. When I was your age, I was a mess. On a bad day, I still am, I guess. I think I know what you're going through. Everything changes, but nothing is new. And I know that I'm miserable. Can't you see? I just want you to be just like me. Boys grow up to be grown men, and then men change back into boys again. You're starting up and I'm winding down. Ain't it big enough for us both in this town? Say it's big enough for us both in this town. When I was your age, I thought I hated my dad, and that the feeling was a mutual one that we had. We fought each other day and night. I was always wrong and he was always right. But he had the power, he needed to win. His life half over, mine about to begin. I'm not sure about that Oedipal stuff, but when we were together it was always rough. Hate is a strong word, wanna backtrack. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. Now you and me are me and you, and it's a different ball game, though not brand new. I don't know what all this fighting is for. We're having us a teenage middle-aged war. I don't wanna die, and you wanna live. It takes a little bit of take, a whole lot of give. Never really ends, though we trace his run, this thing between a father and a son. Maybe it's power, push and shove. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love.
Loudon Wainwright the third with a song called Father and Son. Chad helped get me back on time this morning. Alyssa Hankey. Coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I'm so happy Alyssa is here today. You'll get a chance to hear her play first, and we'll talk a bit about what she's been up to and doing. A number of people, in fact, I know one thing she was doing is she was at Big Rail Brewing Company, if I've got that right, just last night, because somebody wrote, or a couple days ago maybe.
That was on Sunday.
Somebody wrote Sunday. Saying how much they enjoyed hearing you there.
Oh, cool.
So we'll talk a little bit about that too, but why don't we take no more time and just get you started with a song.
Cool. Yeah, this song is called Darkness Coming Down. Call us towns and polite our scenes. At night we run to the big city. Will the hills up high are covered in dust, in that valley below is filled with rust. So take my hand while we're still young, 'cause you know, oh, that everything you worry about, oh, anyhow, so meet me, darling, at the edge of town, or to run from those broken hearts in the darkness coming down. Will you wake in the morning for that working life, hoping the Lord would make you blind? You're just a drone in the day and a runner in the night. You're like a wild beast thrown in a cage, and every hour shows your age. You're just another number without a name, but you know, will they build you up to knock you down? You're broken at the seams and you're busting out. So meet me, darling, at the edge of town, or to run away. Run away from the darkness coming down. Oh, it's been known to swallow you whole. And don't you make me a memory. And I'll just stay close to my urgency. Oh, come on, come on. We'll hurry now, darling, it can't catch us now. It's silent and still and it don't make a sound. Only got one chance to break on out. Oh, so stay in the light from the darkness coming down. Stay in the light. Stay in the light, yeah, stay in the light, stay in the light.
Alyssa, Hanky, I like that song a lot. It's a there good you. Song. Do you often open with that? It seems...
Sometimes I do, yeah.
It seems kind of anthemic. Has it been around for a while?
So this is off the new album I just dropped out, dropped on April 22nd.
Oh.
So it's pretty new.
So it is new.
But I've been playing it out for a couple years now, so.
I should mention, too, Alyssa's going to be at D6 Pack and Dogs in Murraysville tonight. I have to emphasize Murraysville. I was starting to think...
Oh, yeah, there's multiple.
Yeah, it's at the Murraysville location. And you've got a pretty busy June going on here, Oakland, Maryland, at the Sipside Lounge. Union Brothers Brewing and Harmony at 6 o'clock on June 26th. And then I'm going to jump ahead and be ever so slightly self-serving because you're going to be part of our annual solar concert series at SLB, and that's July 21st. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited that you're going to be here with us as part of the solar concert series at Buell Community Park.
It sounds great, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
It's Nova Place, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh Museum Lab, and SLB band together, plus Zero Fossil, all truly solar powered.
That's so cool.
Which
yeah.
is kind of fun.
It's awesome.
So tell me about the new album.
So this album, this is the first album I have that has a full band on it. So it's a departure for that. And I think, it's a lot of different themes. It's kind of about coming from this area. It's called Northerner.
And did you, creating an album, period, I would think would be really tough as part of the creative process. When do you let it go? What do you let the producer right. do? But with a band, I can't imagine what that's like. Was it challenging? I guess it's
kind of interesting because, like, when I recorded it, everybody was recorded separately. So, you know, it was just everybody was recorded. Like, I did the main tracking, and then it was just built around those tracks.
Okay, so that, and especially with the pandemic, that makes sense. But, you know, I'm not a musician. It makes sense that that would be a way to do it efficiently, too. Did you score their parts or give them a sense of?
I created space on each song, you know, gave them measures and they could solo on and have fun with. But I wanted to keep it loose. So everybody that played on the record kind of added their own element, their own creativity. Like I have saxophone and drums, and they just kind of brought, and obviously lead guitar, bass, but they all kind of brought their own style to the album.
I'm sorry to get so technical. Mm-hmm. I'm just really curious. Did you have to? Of course, they all need to hear you, but did they have to lay down their tracks in a particular order so they could hear what another musician added?
Yeah, so when you go to record, the standard is you usually do a scratch track, which is with like a metronome, so it's in time. And then you lay the drums down, and that's your first track out of everything. And then you have bass. And then, like, rhythm guitar that way.
You can tell I have no place in a recording studio.
But the scratch track is kind of a good reference point for everybody to hear where they should be.
Do people go back and change, or can they?
You probably could. I'm not that good of a producer to be able to do that. Yeah. So it's pretty it's strictly to the scratch track. And
you probably have to have an infinite amount of money to do that, or time.
It's just, it's just tedious. You have to go in and do like surgery to each track.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Northerner.
Northerner.
Yeah, I have a copy right here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Should have gave that to
you. Oh, that's okay.
Here you can...
I was going to have her throw it to me, but...
Should have gave that to you before we started.
It's autographed, too. No, what a great cover. Who did the photo?
That's a photographer named Jonathan Blanchard. He's from, like, kind of Indiana County area.
Buddy Rieger.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I met him. I did the Pittsburgh Plays concert. I met him through that.
Yeah,
he's super talented.
Yeah, this is a really... I'm looking here. We have new lights in here. I don't know if you can tell, and they're really shiny. But you've got a great group of musicians on here. And, back photo is nice, too.
Oh, thanks.
Alyssa Hanke is here, and we've linked to her website. You should take a look because she's out and about playing quite a bit. And we're going to get right back. It's simply alyssahanke.com. I have a feeling if you just Google her, that will come up without any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
See that? I can't even hold my phone this morning. it's been a long week. What would you like to play next?
I'll do a song. It's called Hard Road. Break out the harmonica here.
Excellent. Listen to Alyssa's voice as she sings in guitar and recognize I don't want to put you on the spot, but your songs just have such a texture of truth is the way I would put it.
Thank you.
They're just layered in a way that, it's truth, but also just convincing. It's so evident from the first notes.
Appreciate that.
Here she is again, Alyssa. tacky.
Took the turnpike home. You know the winter's up here. Make a young man home. But you gotta do what you can, 'cause honey, it's a hard road. Company coming in to tear up the land, just killing all the beauty from the maker's hand. And that old devil got in my body and soul. You gotta keep on that good side, 'cause honey, it's a hard. I'm stranded in that Seattle rain, and I'm an old beat up Santa Fe train. Not just carrying myself a heavy hand below, and I could use some help, 'cause honey, it's a hard. It is, and on the highways we roam, and I see you there in the desert, and on your back's a big old stone. Well, let me do my part, 'cause honey, it's a hard road. Well, your eyes are getting heavy from all the miles that you drove, and we made it through the wind, the rain, and the snow. Well, let me take the wheel, 'cause honey, it's a hard road. You can't go it alone, 'cause honey, it's a hard road.
Alyssa Hanke, Hard Road, the song from her brand new release called Northerner. Thank you for including the lyrics. Is that in every?
Pretty much, yeah.
Good.
It should be in every.
I wasn't sure if you did that just for me, but I really think it's good to include lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So that people, I'm one of those guys that loves to read. And sometimes even without the music, that just likes to look at them. I was looking, it's funny that the song Hard Times, or Hard Road, I'm sorry, mentions Exodus. And then I'm thinking, oh, wait, maybe I'm looking at the wrong song, because there's a song called Exodus as well. And then I started, clearly I didn't study them because I mostly was listening to you, but there seems to be a real theme across this album. Am I right? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I wrote a lot of the songs during COVID, and I guess they all kind of tied together where it was kind of specific to this area, kind of the Rust Belt and that kind of classic like rock and roll idea of like running away and the highway.
Yeah, that's what I got was movement and either leaving to get away or leaving because you're attracted to something.
Right.
And Ricky and I were just talking about this last week about how it's folks don't make albums very much anymore.
Oh, yeah.
that are you know, folks make songs, recorded songs rather than albums. And this is one I think that would be fun to listen to from start to finish, ponder, and then do it again.
Some people give me some feedback about it and how the stories kind of come together, and it just gives a bigger picture.
Yeah,
to listen to the whole album.
It's evident.
Yeah.
It's terrific. I think it would be good for folks to know a little bit more about you. You're from Pennsylvania originally, right? Where did you grow up?
So I grew up kind of near Katanning area. I was born in Katanning. I grew up in a town called Rural Valley.
Close to the Allegheny?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and out in the country. So a lot of my music's kind of about that kind of stuff, you know.
When did you start playing?
I started playing mostly in college. I played a little bit in high school, I started playing out in college, like live open mics, and I spent a lot of time writing songs in college too.
And where was that?
IUP.
Okay. And yeah. Did you study music there? Or?
No, I studied art. I focused on like graphic design, and I also painted and drew and all that kind of stuff.
There's a nice I have a lot of friends who went to IUP. There's a lot of nice places to play out and to stretch out a little bit on campus there too. That was probably a great experience.
It was cool.
Enough from home,
like
to be far away but close enough that you're not too far away,
right?
In terms of growing up, I mentioned the river. Like, were you close enough to, boat, fish, do?
Yeah, on the weekends, my uncle and aunt, they have a boat. We go out like almost every weekend in the summers. It's just such a good time.
Yeah, I have some friends who live in Katanning or that area, and I kind of fantasize about that sometimes. I'm sure it has its drawbacks too.
Yeah.
If you
flooding.
yeah, that would be one.
Yeah.
Or just getting into the city if you need to come in. But
it's not too bad. It's just right down 28. So just a straight shot.
Is there a point where you decided you really want to put your all into what you're doing? Did that happen when you were in college or when you came out?
I think it really happened when I was working my first job out of college, and it was just like pretty miserable. And it was like I was making time to play music. Music wasn't my job and my passion. It was just like making, it was just like if I had time for it, I would do it. So I found a way out of it, and I just went full-time into music.
That's absolutely, it's terrific. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that are miserable as they're working, and it's a horrible place to be. Alyssa Hankey is the voice you're hearing pretty distinctively. Her new album is called Northerner. It's Alyssa, and then the word Hank, followed by EY, Alyssa Hankey. And you'll find her at alyssahankey.com. The new release looks and sounds great. Tonight, she'll be at D's in Murraysville. I had the time a second ago. I think it's
7 to 10.
Yeah, thank you. and I mentioned the Solar Concert Series with us here at SLB on the north side on July 21st, and you are busy. Harper's Ferry.
Yeah.
Go to her, Grove City, if you're listening there. Mm-hmm. Go to her website to see this itinerary, the Purple Fiddle, a couple nights there. That's a great place to listen to music. That's way August 27th and 28th. Nashville, gosh, you are one busy,
yeah,
one busy person. What would you like to do next?
So I'll do another song off the album here. It's called They Used to Make Things Here.
Oh, that's one I really wanted to hear. I'm glad you're playing it.
Here we go.
I was all talked out, so I just shut my mouth and I took me a good long drive. Just me and the radio in that valley sinking low. The highway, she's alone tonight. Well, this town's an ancient place with factory frames and a sign said Cambria Stale. Oh, you can tell they used to make things here. Said it's not my fault we would end it after all, but I can't hear your words right now. I'm just fixing for a drink, the users are on the brink, and there's trouble scattered all over town. And old habits they die hard when you're stranded in the dark. Oh, but going back don't get you anywhere. Well, Daddy said they worked and they welded, they molded and they melted to build the cities you come to know so well. So step forward fast and take two steps back, and all you're doing is standing still. Oh, you can tell they used to make things here. Well, tonight it's lit up with brand new storefronts and the ones not left behind. And I just look up at the mill sitting way out on that hill. You know they closed her up long before my time. And I suppose I should head home, I know you're sitting all alone. Oh baby, you were so right. But I just sit on a riverbed with these thoughts in my head. You know the water's warm this time of year. Oh, you can tell they used to make things here.
That song is even better than I thought it would be.
The, oh, yeah.
The title really grabbed me. And then, I told you, I scanned the lyrics. Is there any personal history of your family in that song at all? Or at least of the area you grew up in? You mentioned Cambria Steel.
Yeah, so when I was starting to play out, in open mics, I would play open mics in Johnstown, and I just, like, every time I would drive through the town, I would think, like, oh, there's, like, gotta be, like, ghosts, like, walking these streets.
Yeah.
You know, and so I've just always been, it was always appealing to me, and so I always, like, there's always a song on each album that, like, mentions it.
Yeah. Have you been to Johnstown lately?
I think I played a couple shows in the spring there.
Johnstown, I've been there annually for about 8 years or so, just for one project we do. But it's interesting. You know how things can change, but if you're there as they change, you might not notice it because you're there. Johnstown, from my perspective at least, keeps adding to its music and art community. Mm-hmm. There are people making things there again, just a different scale. Yeah. In fact, there were plans for a blacksmith to start working there. And it's it does seem like a town with ghosts, though.
I think I was driving, it was raining, and I was like, oh, you know, you just think about that. But yeah, I think the song is kind of, it's about like somebody my age, we don't really remember the industrialized places. And so you're just kind of wondering what happened and what it was like then too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though I remember them, I don't remember them the way somebody a generation older than me would, or beyond, because it's just an entire way of life, and rooted kind of sense of some communities, you know, that were actually informed and molded around the industry that was there, and people's identities too. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they're gone. I sometimes wonder, you know, where's the next stuff we got to build? Where's all that stuff going to come from? And I sure don't. I don't think we're going to 3D print I-beams. Maybe. You never know. Yeah. If we do, I don't know if I want to be in that building or drive over the bridge.
Yeah.
Alyssa Hanke is here. Again, if you're just tuning in, Northerner is the album, and it just I haven't heard it yet, but I can tell it's going to be good. 8 tracks altogether, accompanied by a few of her best friends.
Super talented people.
You got to feel good about playing out. Was it pretty dry during the pandemic? You probably didn't have too much going on.
When everything was shut down, I didn't play at all. I did a lot of live stream shows. But when things were kind of opened up more, everything was outdoor. So I played a lot of outdoor shows that you wouldn't typically have outdoors. You know, they had heaters and in the wintertime.
Yeah, you just make the very best doing it. When you wrote... trying to think of the best way. I'm curious about writing these songs, and they strike me as songs you really have to labor over, that they take a lot of, all songs take a lot of thought, but mm-hmm. I guess what I mean is these songs are so, each one of them is full of depth and feeling and a bit of history and antecedent. Do you find yourself as a writer revising and improving, or I may be reading too much into it? Maybe this is just flowing off the pen easily for you.
It could go either way. I think a good song kind of comes out and just flows out. But there's occasionally you go back and you're like, oh, I think it'd be better to phrase it this way or whatever. But if it's too overworked, I usually don't want anything to do with it.
Interesting. So you'll know. You'll be able to tell this one isn't going to be any good. It's too hard. Or
it's just not working out. Yeah. Or maybe I'll put it down and pick it up later, too. That happens sometimes.
What about ideas, concepts? Where did those come from?
I read a lot of books and watch a lot of movies, and I think there's always just some sort of line in a book or in a film, and it just immediately sparks something.
Interesting.
Like They Used to Make Things Here is a good example. I was watching a movie called Last Flag Flying, and it's like these three army buddies from, they were in Vietnam together, and they're taken. One of their sons had died in Afghanistan, and so it was like a road trip movie. They were taking his body from Arlington to New Hampshire, and they were driving through this town. It was like kind of in, you know, Rust Belt town, and they're like, you could tell they used to make things here. And the guy's like, yeah, they used to. And it was just like, there's something about that just struck with me.
Do you find yourself doing that with conversation? Like if you overhear somebody telling somebody something, I can see that happening. And you better grab those.
Write them down.
Write them down. Mm-hmm. And eventually they turn into somethings, maybe. That's interesting. I've never heard of that movie.
It's good. Yeah, it's got Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne.
These are all good actors. It's called
Last Flag Flying.
Last Flag Flying.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
I'm gonna have to write that down, but I'm not gonna write it down on your album. I'm gonna write it down. Sounds excellent. Alyssa Hanke is here. We probably have time for a couple, as in two more. I want to be sure we get. We didn't have too much time to talk ahead of time. I don't want to wear you out. I'm not sure that's possible, but I hope folks will come and see you tonight in Murrysville, and also just take a look at your whole itinerary. You've got such a busy summer planned.
Yep.
What would you like to do next?
I'll do a new song for you. This song is called Empty Seat.
Driving under the moon into the morning sun. I got an empty seat riding shotgun. I got some lies on my face, a few bad old scars. I don't know where I'm going, but I've gone too far. Oh, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put this old heart back together again. Oh, and I wonder, yes, I wonder, am I ever gonna fall in love? I'm losing ground on that race I run. Water's rising and the river's rough. Am I ever gonna fall in love? Oh, I'm a lonesome traveler in a land unknown. Time when you're all alone, and some people find love in their own backyard, and I've been looking for you, oh honey, near and far. Let me ride down your river, let me take her on down into the sea of love. And honey, let me drown. Oh, pull me under. Oh, pull me under. Am I ever gonna fall in love? I play the game and I've had enough. Just give me something when my day is done. Am I ever gonna fall in love? Won't you hurry up and get here, because there ain't no end in sight, and I've been waiting for you my whole damn life. Am I ever gonna fall in love? It seems like everybody's got someone. I wish I knew your name and where you're from.
Let's hack you with a new song. I wanted to ask you about your guitar, and I almost forgot. I see the name Orange Wood on it, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I think they're a newer company from California. I think it was maybe female started. And I got this, I think it was in like November, December.
Yeah, it rings. Did you add that or did
it
come?
Yeah, this is a decal I made myself.
Oh, nice. You are an artist after all. The guitar sounds really good. It rings really nicely, but I like the fretboard, which has, they look like wings to me. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's like their
logo.
They're kind of, like they're kind of.
Yeah, it's really beautiful, and it sounds great.
Thank
Orange
you.
Wood is the guitar company. So I want to be sure again, the new album is called Northerner, and D6 Pack and Dogs in Murraysville at 7 tonight. Sipside Lounge at 6, that's in Oakland, Maryland on June 24th. Harmony, Pennsylvania, June 26th at Union Brothers Brewing. And then in Lewistown, Pennsylvania, June 30th at Shy Bear Brewing. And then I'll let you go to the website for these, but you should know that Alyssa is going to be in July. Rockwood, Dubois, Altoona, Ebensburg, Ligonier, our solar concert in Pittsburgh, July 21st, and then also in Greensburg, then back to Harmony, Harper's Ferry, and Somerset. You are a busy person. But I wanted to mention the communities because if you live near them or know you're going to be there, go to AlyssaHanke.com so you can find out more about how to hear Alyssa. What would you like to finish up with?
I guess I'll do another one off the album.
Yeah, the song's that'd be
called,
great.
The song's called Wild One.
I was born in a blizzard down where the rivers freeze, and I cross these hills on my hands and my knees. Bless me in the dirt and baptize me in the rain, and I've forsaken myself and I've forgotten my given name. Well, I'm a lost cause and I'm a feral cow. Way too long and I ain't ever coming back. I never had a place in that big bad machine, so I'll fight my fight in the service of the queen, 'cause you know the kings take more than they give. Oh, and this old world likes to shoot from the hip, so I'll rob the rich like a Robin Hood, and I'll be Jesse James with a six gun. Oh, honey, I'm a wild one. Oh, I'm a woman child living low down. Oh, and I ain't easy, but baby, I get around. The city can keep all its stocks and its bonds, 'cause around here, you gotta work with what you got. Well, I don't got much, but I got what I need. You gotta find some place that you feel free. Won't find no love on a billboard sign, and you can tell that city it won't take me alive, 'cause you know that kings take more than they give. Oh, and this old world likes to shoot from the So I'll rob the rich like a Robin Hood, and I'll be Jesse James with a six gun. Oh, honey, I'm a wild one. Oh, I'm an outlaw and I'm a hippie, a troubadour and a gypsy, and just looking for a place to land. You can have power and you can have money, lose it all and then see all you have is what you hold in your two hands. Yeah, you know that kings take more than they give. Oh, and this old world likes to shoot from the hill. So I'll rob the rich like a Robin Hood, and I'll be Jesse James with a six gun. Oh, honey, I'm a wild one. Yeah, honey, I'm a wild one.
Alyssa Hackey, thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Dear
old dad, we love you so.
Dear old dad, we are glad to be here with you on this day of days, and we swear always that we will be here on this day each year. Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know, it's just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
Well, thank you to our guests today, Cass and Chris of Prideville, Millville, or I'm sorry, of Pride at Millville, Sean Slifer from the West Virginia Mine Wars Museum.
It really was a pleasure to fuss, for according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
Well, thank you to our guests today, Cass and Chris of Prideville, Millville, or I'm sorry, of Pride at Millville, Sean Slifer from the West Virginia Mine Wars Museum, Theo, Kinsley, Ella, Madeline, and Kobe from the Youth Shakespeare Society in its production of Twelfth Night, and Aaliyah and Sierra of Penny Hills Charter School of Entrepreneurship, and Alyssa Hankey, plus Dana Gold from World Refugee Day.
But it really was a pleasure.
Happy Father's Day weekend. We'll look for you next week. We'll meet you here.
A child can only have one father.
On the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Yes, you are the one for us.
Da, 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 da. I didn't realize that we had ended the Saturday Light Brigade program show here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. It's 12 o'clock. Playing that for Larry and for his guest here on Radio 9. Da, 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 da. Let me hear the band. Well, good afternoon, sports fans, and boy, we barely even got, 3 minutes into the program, and we've screwed up already. Much quicker than usual. Do that again. You're taking a doo-wop, your soul to swing, your cum loudly crash, the chitlin gets to groove workology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll to your sore up till the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny skies today with a high near 70. Clear overnight, 48. Sunny on Juneteenth with a high of 74. Right now, outside our weather window, 63 degrees in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
Is the last Saturday of the spring. Here's Joni Summers.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy